Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's the end of the year, which means end of the year lists are coming back. Hopefully we can get our bit back on track after Al's top 10 songs to go to the bathroom to.
I think that was a stellar bit.
They were not of 2014. That was just a list.
That was just a list I came up with at the end of 2014. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Today is your day.
Real quick, Al, speaking of toilets. Ladies, don't be afraid to sit on the toilet in a public restroom. It's okay.
What are you talking about?
A doctor has said it's fine.
Just a doctor?
Yeah.
Just some random...
You don't need to do the nest. You don't need to do the hover. You can actually go ahead and sit down on that.
The nest?
I will hover until I'm physically no longer capable.
The nest is when you put all the toilet paper down now?
I only hover if it's dirty.
Like super dirty? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can give it the nice little wipe down, and you're fine.
You have amazingly strong thighs.
You're welcome for that nice fact.
That's impressive. All right.
Now on to the list.
All right.
Today is my turn.
Yes.
And I decided to come up with the top 10 Kid Craddock in the Morning callers of 2014.
Okay. Oh, great.
Nice.
These are the people that made us chuckle quite a bit when they called our show.
And paying honor to our listeners.
Yeah.
The only reason we are here.
That's right.
You provided entertainment to our show.
Okay.
And I wanna pay homage to that.
Okay.
Are you guys ready to kick it off?
I'm very excited about this list.
Our first one is from April.
Wow.
And it was when I was having computer problems. Here is my top 10 callers of 2014.
Number 10.
This weird thing pops up
that
starts talking to me on the computer. It sounds like this.
https://www.facebook.com/edittext/blank.
Steven, you can help me out with this?
Yeah, it's called VoiceOver. That's what I'm blind, and that's what Apple products use so that we can use the computer. And I can't remember. I think it's Command F5 that turns it on and off.
Command?
Boom!
Steven fixed my computer on the phone.
Way to go, Steven.
Very helpful listener.
Not to be confused with Blind Ken.
No. Ken is our number one blind listener, right?
Mm-hmm. Steven's number two.
No offense, Steven.
Yeah, we may be, in fact, number one with blind listeners.
I think we are.
Number one in my heart, Steven is.
All right.
Because he fixed my computer.
All right.
Let's move on to September.
Number nine.
We did ask you to call in and help us out with our aliases.
All right.
We have Cooley on the phone.
Okay, I got one for each of you.
Okay.
JC, you can be Ambrosio Martinez, but you can call me Joe. Big Al.
Yeah.
We go by Richard Cranium.
Thanks.
You go by Rosie Red.
Okay.
And Jenna, Anita Mann.
Now we have aliases for when we travel and we go to hotels.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for us, that's what we stay under.
Under Rosie Red.
I'm not going by Richard Cranium.
Good. I need a man.
Sorry.
I need a man.
Richard Cranium.
I can take a joke better than anybody else.
Oh, really? I don't like that one?
No.
I happen to think it's great.
I'm not doing that.
All right. Let's go back to summertime in July when we were talking about ruined vacations. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, those good times.
Number eight.
My vacation was ruined when my father-in-law's prosthetic leg got stuck in the mud in the bottom of the lake. We just kind of went out and were swimming, and he thought he could just walk out and then take it off when we got out there. And he was like, you know what? It hasn't got stuck yet, so I'll just swim with it.
Sure.
We're like, all right.
Yeah, why not?
And we go out, and we're standing about chest deep, and we go back in, and he gets to the part where we normally just stand up and walk out, and he's like, my leg's gone. Me and my brother-in-law searched for about 2 hours.
# my leg is gone.
That's funny.
We're doing the top 10 callers of 2014 here on our show.
JC's top 10 list of 2014.
We are now at number 7.
All right.
Which happened back in October during an Isn't It Awesome bit.
Okay.
Number 7.
Isn't it awesome to get woken up at 2 o'clock in the morning with a policeman at your door because your drunk neighbor threw a garden gnome at your car?
That's so awesome.
I got a couple of dents, and my kid's car got hit too, so she's got a couple of dents on hers.
Oh, world.
Apparently your neighbor had a really good time.
You're having an awesome day, Michelle, so far. Good for you.
That's great.
Those dang gnomes.
That's great. All right, I like this list.
Moving on.
Yeah.
To number 6 in the top 10 callers of 2014 here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Bring it.
Ladies, if your man's getting really handsy with you and you want to get out of it, just follow this advice.
Number 6.
So
we had some friends over, and we had all been drinking, and they left. Well, my husband had drank a little bit too much, and when he does, he gets really sloppy.
Yeah.
And he gets kind of wild and
annoying.
So I get into I get into the bed, and he's like all just trying to tongue my face and like all over me. And so I told him I had to go take a poop. And
and that worked.
Oh, man, that's great. That's great.
Believe it or not.
Works every time.
People wanted that one to be number two, but we couldn't. Actually, number six.
All right.
This is the top five.
Yeah.
Now,
big deal.
We're at the top five, Kelly Raspberry. Right. You excited for the top five calls of 2014?
I am.
Come on.
This was back in May when we asked listeners to call in and hit on Kelly and Jenna.
Oh.
Number five.
Jared,
how's it going?
You have 15 seconds to profess your love to one of the ladies in the studio. Go ahead.
I wonder which one it is. Let's see.
All right, Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly, I had a question. How do you like your eggs? Fried or fertilized?
that was awesome.
I remember.
I like that.
That's a great line.
Kelly has been in a great relationship for about six months
that.
Now.
That is still.
We're no longer seeing each other, but that was a great opening
line.
That's
a great line.
We're number four now.
Okay.
We're doing, does that make my spouse crazy?
Okay.
Does that make my spouse crazy?
Number four.
My husband has this abnormal fear that his butt smells terrible. So every morning before he puts on his boxers, he rubs deodorant all over his boxers and then walks around the house with this awful deodorant stain on his butt. Does that make him crazy?
Deodorant stain on the butt.
Because there's so many other options.
Yeah, right?
That's how you know.
Smearing deodorant in your underwear.
Your man is not cheating. That's you know that guy's not doing anything like that. There's no way.
There is no way
that guy's hooking up with anybody but you.
All right. This is JC's top 10 list of callers for 2014.
We are now down to the top three calls of 2014, Big Al Mac.
Okay, come on.
You ready for this one?
Bring it on.
Back in November, we did a bit. How did you catch your man cheating?
Okay.
How did you catch your man cheating?
This was like one of my favorite bits.
Oh, really? Well, get ready for this.
Number three.
Tracy, how'd you catch your man?
Unfortunately, I was making him chocolate chip cookies. I took it to him in his house, and I found him in bed with his blood sister. Totally naked.
Oh, no!
You're my sister.
Yes.
You're my sister.
Yes, I was only 19. I didn't know what to do. I dropped the cookies, ran out of the house, and got in my car. And he ran out naked, got in his car, and followed me all the way up to 35 naked. It scarred me for life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You didn't. Okay, y'all didn't work things out.
Absolutely not. I drove straight to my brother's house.
Oh, she drove straight to her brother's house.
I
did not want to remember that.
Yeah. Well, that happened, Kelly. That happened back in November.
Want to remember that.
Let's keep this next call had cookies in her call as well.
Okay.
We'll go back to this month, actually. This just happened last week.
All right.
When we were doing the, again, isn't it awesome lines? And she gave us this golden nugget.
Number two.
Monica, welcome to the isn't it awesome lines.
Hi. Isn't it awesome when you bake 2 dozen cookies for your children's PTA, and then you get high and you realize that you ate them all and you have to make them again? Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
That is awesome.
Wow.
You know why it's awesome?
Because I'm high!
That was great.
Epic
she made cookies and ate them all. Oh,
that was great.
It's awesome.
That was great. It's awesome.
And now.
It's awesome that made it to number two on your list.
I know. And now.
All right.
I bring you
Build it up, brother. Build it up.
Best call of 2014 deemed by me. It was back in September when we were talking about hooking up with a celeb.
Number one.
I went to Hyena's Comedy Club to see Dustin Diamond, who screeched from Saved by the Bell. And I ended up meeting him, and I was there with my cousin, and he and I hung out, and we talked all night. We flirted a little bit, and at the end of the night, he's like, I want you to go back to my hotel with me. So I was like, well, I came with my cousin. I can't, and he said, we'll find you a ride. Don't worry about it. So I told my cousin, go ahead and go home.
Went to the hotel with...
So I went to his hotel, and we flirted a little bit. He put the moves on me. And he ended up staying up till 3 a.m. watching Saved by the Bell reruns.
And there you have it.
Very good list, sir.
Thank you to our listeners for making that list possible.
Now, thank you for the year of laughs.
You know what I've learned with that bit? We need more phone calls. They're good.
I know.
They are good. More y'all, less us.
More listeners in 2015.
We provide the content. See, we pitch it.
Uh-huh.
You hit it.
More y'all, less us. That's our motto for 2015. That's my New Year's resolution.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tomorrow at this time, we want you to join us because it's one of the most special shows we do all year. At this time, breaking and entering will have begun.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing it different this year. Usually it's Al with his band of thugs out of the house breaking in.
Yeah, and a couple of them are actually in jail.
Yeah.
So, stuff happens.
So you had to, ask us for help this year, Al.
Yeah, instead of my band of thugs, I went with my band of white people.
And Mexican guy.
So we all did this. We all came together for a common good. And we broke into a house of a deserving family, a family that has had a very, very tough go of it here recently.
I couldn't stop thinking of the family when I read the letter.
Yeah.
It was one of those where I went home and I could not get them out of my head.
And I can truly say that this family, they're not the type that would ask for help.
No.
After talking to that guy, and he wouldn't reach out, but he needed it. He really needed it, and the family needed it, and I was happy to be able to provide. Thanks to you guys, the listeners that helped us to be able to provide stuff for this family. We're not going to go too far in depth with it right now.
Yeah, we don't want to give it away.
But we broke into the house, and we made their Christmas a little brighter.
We want you to join us at this time tomorrow and fall in love with this family the way we did.
Yeah, for sure.
Breaking and entering tomorrow. It's beautiful.
This time tomorrow,
This is the 15th time we've done this.
15 now?
I've broken into 15 houses.
Wow.
And hadn't got caught once.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get caught because you basically tell on yourself at the end there.
Right.
But it happens.
Right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend has been unemployed for about 6 months now, and he's been living with me and doing some things around the house to earn his keep. Things like dishes on occasion, walking the dog, making the bed, vacuuming a couple times a week, the bare minimum.
Cool.
It's better than nothing, so I'll take it. He wasn't making much when he was working, and he saved a little bit of money when he was working, which I would expect him to use to buy a Christmas gift for me.
Uh-oh.
But last night, he informed me that's not the case. Instead, he's going on a boys' weekend with some guys I cannot stand.
Uh-oh.
I know they will get drunk, be stupid, and he will come home flat broke. I will get nothing for Christmas, and I'm expected to be okay with that. Truthfully, I kind of am, but I don't want him knowing that. I want him feeling guilty and like the worst boyfriend in the world for having messed up priorities. Is that okay, or am I a terrible girlfriend for thinking that way? You'd think he would want to do something for me if he cares at all, right, Macy?
There's so many questions I have. Is like, why is he unemployed? Is it his fault?
Yeah.
I mean, is he out there trying to find a job? I would want somebody that wants to step up. And a man has an instinct to be a provider.
Amen.
That's just an instinctual thing. It's just part of their DNA. And he's missing it, apparently. And then wanting
it's weird.
If you're okay with it.
That's what's weird.
And y'all want to play this game that I'm not really mad, but I want him to think I'm mad. Go ahead and play that game. But I'd be looking for a man who would step up.
Some men also have the instinct to, it's okay. You know, she's taking care of everything. You know, if you're falling into that comfort zone. I got a cousin like
your mommy,
and he's okay. He's okay, just sitting at the crib, not doing a thing. And this is a grown man.
Yeah. Well, it says a lot. She's young, but it says a lot that she's okay with it because you teach people how to treat you
exactly. And if she's okay, I'm not into playing games. Like, if you're really not upset, then why pretend to be upset? Is that what she's asking me? Should I pretend to be upset and feel guilty when she's really okay with it?
Mm-hmm.
She has to be upset.
I would be looking for another life partner. That's
Amen.
Just me,
Amen.
And you're asking me my opinion.
And that's the point of
but
dating
again,
when you're young.
I don't know why he's unemployed. Is there some physical injury or something that's kept him out of the workplace? I mean, something, I don't know. Or is he just being a bum?
Maybe he's got a particular set of skills, but he can't find anybody that needs a particular set of skills.
But he
skills.
Can go party?
He's got to update the LinkedIn.
I don't know, Jenna. That's what I'm saying. That would not be the man I would choose to share my life with.
No.
There you go. Well said, Kelly.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Trisha wrote us a letter, Kelly.
What seems to be your query, lady?
We'll get to it.
Okay.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So we're going on vacation to the Caribbean for Christmas.
Nice.
Or Caribbean.
Either way, it doesn't matter. Ball down.
You say Cheetos. Cheetos. Anyways, they're going there for Christmas, and I told my husband, all I want for Christmas this year is for him not to be on his phone while we're on vacation. He told me that's impossible because he has to stay in touch with work, and he has his fantasy football stuff.
Yep.
Look, I don't expect him to leave the phone at home, just not to be on it all day. Maybe just leave it in the hotel room for one day. Do you think it's an unreasonable request? I think he'd rather get me diamond earrings than shut his phone off.
I don't think it's an unreasonable request, but he's telling you he's not going to do it. I think it would be nice if, like, as a lovely gesture to you, he would lock his phone in the safe. During the day. And maybe, okay, at 3 o'clock, I'm going to check just to see if there's any important messages.
Yeah.
And then maybe one more time before you go to bed. That's fair. And that's not unreasonable. There's nothing more aggravating than somebody, and I've been guilty of it too at times when I've got stuff going on.
I know.
You're trying to have a romantic or any kind of fun, and somebody's in their phone.
Yeah. And look at it this way. Is it life and death? Are these calls life and death?
No,
are you a doctor
not.
Who
it's
needs
just,
to
you're
tell
addicted.
A, yeah, you're addicted to it.
So and if it's fantasy football, seriously, put it away. Maybe make two times a day. Check it at 3 p.m. Check it before bed. Something like that. If he's willing to do it. If he's not willing to do it, what are you going to do?
Maybe
punish him the whole time?
Right.
I don't know how you make somebody do what they don't want to do. Is your request unreasonable? No.
Put the phone in the safe. You choose the code. That way you
can't. Well, yeah, that's going to be great. That's what I was originally going to suggest, and then I backtracked on that because
that's going to make him miserable.
She deserves a day without the phone.
Yeah. I mean,
she really does.
Do it for yourself. Man, I've forgotten my cell phone at home before, and I'm in a nervous panic until I can get to my phone. And I've been, until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we come into work very early.
Oh, yeah.
I get home, and I maybe have missed one call.
Yeah.
It's like, what was I so stressed
Nothing.
Out about? Why
yeah.
do I have to constantly need to be connected? You don't.
The only person that texts me or calls me is my wife.
I looked up one day, 1 minute while we were having lunch yesterday,
uh-huh.
the four of us, but there were actually six of us at the table, and there was a moment where all six of us we're looking at our phones.
Whether no, it's
texting
ridiculous.
Or cool Instagram pic.
Look, everyone has work to do if you want to be doing it.
Yeah.
But what I do, a date's different. And girls, guys don't realize how impressed girls are if a guy stays engaged. When I'm at dinner and if a guy's phone stays in his pocket or it's not even on the table, it's so cool. So what I do if a guy is really bothering me and he's in his phone, nose in his phone, and we're like out at a bar, I pick mine up and I start making out with it. Just to show him how annoyed I am. I'm like, oh, is the phone good? Is it good? And I start kissing on it.
You're
it
weird.
Really isn't that important. Most of it's just checking emails, checking Instagram and Twitter. It's not that important.
You know what's weird is that Jenna
that
really
phone
does
keep
that.
Keep you warm at night?
Exactly.
I was doing it yesterday, actually. Oh, did I keep phone keep you warm at night?
Uh-oh, wait a minute. You got somebody keeping you warm at night, girl?
Jenna just went to the stock right now.
Apparently.
Went straight into the stock exchange with the lips. That's weird.
Love letters to Kelly.
My lips make money.
Okay, dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I are having our first holiday party in our brand new home this year. I'm 28 years old, by the way. Most of my friends are married, but my three best friends who are single are complaining that I don't have any single guys coming to the party. Am I really responsible for stocking my holiday party with wine, beer, food, and single men? Signed, Nicole.
No.
Well,
oh,
kinda.
Wow. Oh.
You're not responsible for that.
Kind of.
Tell them to bring a date.
Kinda.
We don't know any guys. Well, then why don't you just, bring male friends, and then the other single people will have potential male friends there. It's not the host's responsibility to provide single men. It is the host's responsibility to provide an interesting group of people with which to mix and mingle.
Yeah. Right.
And there might be somebody in that group, a married man or a married woman, who says, I've got somebody perfect for you. You don't know what's going to happen at these parties.
At least one or two.
Oh, older it's not your both. Responsibility.
Just post a Craigslist ad and say, looking for three nice gentlemen to come to my holiday party.
Well, get with your husband. Your husband probably knows two or three single guys. Just something for the, that's just natural. You want to have somebody there that you might have a shot with
that's not the host's responsibility to make sure you get lucky that night.
Not lucky.
It is if you're a guy.
That night, but I've had a lot of parties, and I think about this. I think about, okay, this is a couple. I got three or four single guys, and guys will be the worst. You don't know any girls.
Yeah.
They will front you out. They're like, there's not one single girl you invited to, and then they're not coming back to another party. I'm telling you.
Oh, and they'll hit on one of the married girls.
It's just like a pond. You have to stock it. You have to stock your pond. If you're having a party, it's like a pond. Stock it with single people, a few of each sex, persuasion, whatever.
Whatever, Al. That's your opinion. That's fine. I'm just saying it's not the host's responsibility. I think it's a nice thing to provide an interesting mix of people. But I'm not making it my own personal dating service for my friends. It's not my responsibility to make sure you get, you know what I'm about to say, and I'm chopping myself.
Get some.
You get some.
Get some.
Exactly. Yeah.
Come get some.
Yeah, but I call it a party.
It's her first Christmas party at her new home. She has enough pressure without her yakky single friends saying this is your fault that I'm single. It's not the host's fault they're single.
It's your fault.
They had all of 2014 to get a boyfriend, and they failed.
That's why they're coming to your party, so they can get part of the booty.
This could be it. That's love letters to Kelly right there. If you would like to write one, go to kidnation.com. We have a nice little tab there set up for you. Love letters to Kelly. Write one. We'll read it. Kelly will solve it.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I'm so nervous, Kelly.
This is our last one of these for the year, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Our last little singing competition.
This isn't really a competition. This is just more of an exhibition.
No, apparently it is. Everyone's voting.
Oh, by the way, before we get started.
Voting. Why can't we just have fun for once?
Just because. Kelly, don't. The high-ups like the contest. But before we get started, just want to remind you, at this time tomorrow, we will be doing breaking and entering.
Be smack dab in the middle of it right now.
Al, did you say it was the 15th one?
That's what someone told me.
I
don't keep count with stuff, but 15 times I've broken into houses, and with the help of the listeners and a few sponsors here and there, and we've provided great Christmases for people. So 15 times, wow.
Yeah, we'll kick it off at 7 a.m. Central tomorrow morning.
All right.
So at this time tomorrow, we'll be right in the middle of it.
You want to catch it because it has some, it's not just a sad thing. It has some funny parts, too. Yeah. It has one really, really funny part that's never, I say this a lot.
Yeah.
I promise you, this has never happened when I broke into a house.
I've
broken into a house.
I blame it on us.
This has never happened, and we were all panicked and looking around like, what do we do?
Yeah, plus we want to do something nice to make up for what we're about to do. Because we're going to sing, and sometimes we're good, and sometimes we're not good.
But you know what? We try and be funny.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you right now, don't get your hopes up for me.
Okay. Jenna, you're the champ. Of the last singing competition.
Yeah, right?
You are. Voice Factor Idol champion. Yes, I am. Somehow, I pulled through. But this is the thing. I don't love a lot of Christmas songs, and I'm just going with my favorite.
Okay.
One of the only ones I love. But it's Christmas songs are hard to sing.
Yeah.
They really are. People with good voices sing Christmas songs.
Well, it was decided backstage that the gentlemen will go first.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go this break, and then the ladies will follow
good.
Us.
Good. I hope I follow Kelly, because she was helping.
I am phenomenal.
She was helping me with some of my notes before.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, Kelly, I don't know how to not go high in this song. And so she's singing it. It's like, she sounds like Cher and Elvis or something combined.
Well, I was
so
trying
incredible.
To help.
So good.
I was trying to help her by showing her. You don't have to take it so seriously.
Yeah.
You just
like
go for it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically what we want to do is all these Christmas songs that have been out for years, you know, they don't really make sense nowadays. Times have changed. The verbiage has changed.
Yeah, they are classics, but
yeah, like who's roasting chestnuts?
Who have you
does
ever
that?
Smelled roasting chestnuts?
They stink. Nobody's doing that.
Really?
We want to make it sound cool. We want the kids in high school to be singing our song.
All right.
You know, and being like, I'm singing it because it's cool, not just because it's Christmas.
And bells, like bells on bobtail ring, whatever. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Bobtail ring.
Nobody knows what that
is. I don't even know if that's
right.
Kelly, you'll get to choose who goes first between me and Al. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. This is tough. Well, JC, you lost.
Yeah, so I should go first.
Soundly lost the last time.
Yeah, so I should go first. Right. That's fine. And
but
I
I'm
should.
Just, I'm like, well, sometimes is it better to go first or go after follow?
It doesn't matter.
Who knows?
We're all going to end up singing anyway.
I'll go with youth, so I'll go with JC.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, my song, it's one of those songs where it doesn't make sense to me because who's rocking around the Christmas tree nowadays? You know?
Macaulay Culkin.
Ain't nobody rocking around the Christmas tree. Hell no.
If there's rocks involved, it's probably Macaulay Culkin. Yeah.
So I decided to remix this bad boy and changed up a few of the lyrics, and I would like to sing that to you right now.
All right.
Hit it, Shannon.
Is there a title?
Yes, you'll hear it right as soon as I start. Here we go. All
right.
Twerking around the Christmas tree. Yeah, it's Christmas. Get turned up.
All right.
Mistletoe hung so fresh on fleek. Got some lean all in my cup.
All right.
Twerking around the Christmas tree. Miley Cyrus in pasties. Look, there's Jenna kissing Al. Man, these girls are so thirsty. You will get a super hyped up feeling when you hear voices screaming, shake that jelly. Oh my god, that's to drink Kelly.
Yeah.
Twerking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Baby dancing suggestively while the bros all make it rain. Make it rain. Oh,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
I like that.
Good, man.
Twerking around.
It's
twerking
like
around.
Vanity at the end. I loved it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
That was good, dude.
I went too short on it.
You redeemed yourself.
I went too short on it.
That was good, man. I like that.
Feel good about that.
How
that
you feel about
good.
Following that, Al?
Yeah. His was longer, too.
No, it's not. Mine was a minute.
Well, you had more words.
That's all right.
All right.
Big Al,
I liked it was upbeat. See, I chose not to go upbeat.
Yeah, I learned last time.
Oh, gosh.
I went kind of mid-tempo.
Well, Kelly and I are going to have the
celebration. Hold on.
Yeah.
You guys got on me last time.
We did.
Because when I competed against, who was it, Kelly?
No,
I did the slow song. And you guys went off on me for going slow.
Yeah. The number one rule of parody songs is you go upbeat.
It's true. That's what I did. Yeah, but not this time.
Not this
Christmas
time.
Christmas songs are different. You could choose any song in the world at that point.
All right.
Right.
Big Al?
I chose a classic to parody. Here it is.
Sorry, I didn't have a chance to check it before I put it up there. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
I guess that's the girl's reaction when she sees Santa kissing mommy.
From a video?
I guess.
What the heck was
anyway, that? Yeah, there you go. I thought it was the hook.
Was that Michael Jackson or the Jackson 5?
Yeah,
are you singing
that's the Jackson
style
5.
Of the Jackson 5?
Yeah.
Upbeat
absolutely.
Again. You went upbeat again. Okay.
Okay, so it's
kind of.
Go ahead and hit the instrumental, Shannon, because it's got a little bit of an intro on it.
Oh, that's good. Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
Remixing. I saw mommy.
I gotta turn my headphones up.
I saw. Yeah, I'm gonna turn mine up too. Yeah.
Old songs.
All right, here we go.
You ready, Al?
I'm
ready.
Is the music up?
I'm ready.
The music's up. I can hear it.
Come in whenever.
Here we go.
That's when you came in, no?
I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus.
Oh.
I cannot tell you how confused I am. I know it's legal in Vermont, but he's my daddy, not my aunt. I guess that's why he spends so much time on the North Pole. And I saw Daddy tickle Santa Claus. But this should not have been a big surprise. He's got those Adam Lambert eyes. He buys martinis for the guys. And his favorite shot is fireballs.
Random. Ball.
Yeah, I got a boyfriend.
It's pretty gay.
That's my song.
So Big Al Max just made Santa Claus.
You know what?
Just leave it at that.
Okay.
He made it contemporary.
All right.
There you go.
That's all right.
Fun for everybody.
Leave it at that.
Yeah.
Fun for everybody.
Al, well.
Keeping it up with the times, Al. It's fine.
You know what? Yeah.
You're getting nothing from Santa this year. We're getting nothing.
Oh, my
God. And next up, the ladies.
Yeah.
We're going to
clean this mess up.
We're going to slow it down.
The ladies.
I can promise you mine's not dirty.
Mine's not dirty.
Mine wasn't dirty.
Okay.
There you go.
Are you sure? Oh, we have somebody who would like to talk.
Oh, calls?
Yeah, we do.
Great, yeah. We'll be taking your calls throughout.
Yeah. Annie, how are you feeling?
Yes. Good, actually.
Welcome to the show.
First time caller.
Oh, great.
What took you so long?
Yeah, what were you doing this whole time?
Because I would drop my kids off and the line would be busy.
Oh, yeah.
That does it.
What compelled you to call this morning, Annie?
I actually heard JC singing, and he so redeemed himself.
Oh, thank you, Annie.
Even my kids were dancing or singing along.
Yeah, yeah, and it was for the children too. It was for the kids. How'd you feel about Al's?
Well, luckily they didn't hear the last song, the last part of that. Song.
Yeah. Got
there you go.
Just in time.
Well, Annie, you have a great day today. Okay.
Thank you, too.
Thanks for calling for the first time ever. Bye, Annie.
Oh, we didn't ask her who her favorite was.
Oh, we can ask her. Annie, who's your favorite?
We'll never know. Click. We'll never know. We got to do something about that. Yeah. I'm being busy.
We'll hear the girls sing their songs for you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you missed it, Big Al Mac and I just performed our new Christmas songs for you.
We did.
My song was to the tune of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, but nobody be rocking around the Christmas tree.
No.
Everybody be twerking around the Christmas tree.
You will get a super hyped up feeling when you hear voices screaming, shake that jelly. Oh, my God, that's to drink Kelly.
Yeah.
Twerking around.
And then the Christmas Big Al Mac, you decided to remake I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus and gave us this gem.
I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus.
Oh.
I cannot tell you how confused I am.
Yeah. Hey Anna, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, you have a comment about Big Al's song?
Yes, I was dropping my son off at school, and he heard that Big Al song, and he asked me, "Does that mean Santa Claus likes boys?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. That's just a song." And he told me, "It's okay if Santa Claus likes boys. He just needs to make sure to tell Mrs. Claus that he really likes boys."
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, a lot of parents are going to be having conversations with their children after that.
Thank you,
Anna. Sorry for that.
Some of us are quite irresponsible with our parody songs.
Just trying to be all inclusive. That's all I'm trying to do. You know?
That's on,
by the way, that song's dedicated to the Kardashian family.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Thank you. You should have said, "I saw Santa kissing Bruce Jenner." Gail, how you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm so excited I never get through. Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas,
baby.
Oh, and I just wanted to say thank you, JC, for not covering a Taylor Swift Christmas song.
Oh, you're welcome. I will never.
Yes, and thank you. But you were more on pitch that time. This time out, you were a little off pitch. I loved your song. You
thank
rock.
Thank you.
Goodbye with that.
It's a little pitchy. Yeah. Ready, Jackson.
I loved your top 10, too, Al. It was a bomb.
Thank you. No pun intended.
The bomb.
No. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Bye, Gail. Thank you so much for calling. Yeah, I'm never, ever, ever, ever covering a Taylor Swift song again. Keisha.
Shout out.
Hi.
How you doing this morning? You like Big Al Mac's song, huh?
Oh, yeah, I liked your song. The whole time it was going, my mouth is like wide open, like, okay. And when it got through, I told my daughter, I said, OMG, I like that song.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. See, Al?
Thank you, Keisha.
Your song
appreciate it, baby.
It's hitting hard with the people.
I appreciate it, baby.
And Crystal, how'd you like our songs?
Yes. Twerking Around the Christmas Tree, I'm going to be singing that all day. I love you, Bill Big Al Mac, but JC's song was awesome.
I loved it too.
Thank you.
No harm, no foul, baby. Well, I love this song too.
Crystal, stay tuned because the ladies are about to sing. Are you ready for this?
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yes.
I don't know if you're ready for this jelly girl.
All right, Crystal, I want to let you go and you turn up that radio so you could hear them singing nice.
Mm.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Crystal.
Turn it all the way on 10. Rip off the knob.
And now we bring in the real talent.
The ladies. Yeah.
What's up, ladies?
Well, come on.
You.
Yeah.
You up.
We went ahead and decided that I don't know who's going first.
What do you want to do, Jenna?
Jenna, how
flip
you feeling?
Flip a coin. Do you have a coin?
Yeah.
I got one. I just got one from Dell.
Let's just, you want to flip a coin or you just want?
Sure, I got it.
I got a number behind my back.
Kelly, is yours good?
Call it.
I don't think, I mean, it's
call
fine.
It. Call it.
Heads.
No, my concern is that people are going to tune out.
It's tails.
Tails. Jenna, you're first.
No, I get to choose, right?
Oh.
Jenna won.
Okay.
So Kelly's first.
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Great.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. Got it.
I'm truthfully worried that people are going to tune
out during
mine. So they'll stick through yours.
All right.
I just, you know what? It is what it is.
Kelly,
come on.
Lead us into your song.
All right. Go.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Go. Here's Kelly.
Big Al says dumb things. Dumb, 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 dumb.
How you going to tell me what's perfect for me?
No common sense he brings. Dumb, 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 dumb.
Don't blow your hose all over the place.
We heard him say this once. Dumb, 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 dumb.
Am I sexually attracted to goats?
No. Don't want to call him dunce, but dumb, 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 dumb. Dumb, 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 dumb. Dumb, 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 dumb.
Dumb, 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 dumb. Gotta do Christmas.
But let us cut him slack. Dumb, 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 dumb.
Okay.
He's our Big Al Mac.
What's that have to do with Christmas?
Yeah,
it's supposed to be a Christmas song.
The terms were out. We take a Christmas song.
And we make it current.
And we remake it. And are you currently dumb?
It's a Christmas song. No, I'm not dumb.
There you go.
You just said you were dumb.
You said it yourself.
I might be stupid. I'm not dumb.
Hey, random drunk girl, what do you think of Big Al?
Big Al is stupid.
I'm sorry. There you go.
It didn't go with these stupid.
Kelly was nicer and did dumb. Would you want to be dumb or stupid?
I love you, Big Al. Oh, stop it.
You know, not sure. All right.
Okay, so
Big Al says Jenna.
All right, so I gotta be totally honest here.
Okay.
I did another song, and then I really wanted to do my favorite Christmas song.
You did that last time, didn't you? You write songs and you redo it.
I do, because sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm a bad singer, so what's funnier? And I just decided the song I most wanted to do was Oh Holy Night. Mm-hmm. The thing with Oh Holy Night is it's a difficult song. Especially when you hit that fall on your knees part, you know? But I love it. I love this slow Christmas song. Mm-hmm. And my song I changed to make it more current. This word was added to the dictionary this year. Selfie.
Oh, yeah.
So I present to you, I'm sorry, I'm definitely not going to be on tone in some of these parts, but
hey, that's good.
This All right. This is O's selfie night.
Toneless Jenna's my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, selfie night, watch out for that bad lighting. This is the year Kim K's rear clogged your feed. You're home alone, no one to take your picture. Snap away or use a throwback Thursday. The perfect pic, need a filter and a caption. Sharing now to the book and Instagram. Ready? Like my photo, please. Ignore the haters' voices. Hashtag bless. And tag Christ.
Tag
Christ.
Because he photobombed.
Oh, wow. He photobombed.
No,
pour a glass of wine. Yeah. It's selfie night. And damn, you're fine. Sorry.
I wish I had a tear sound effect.
Yeah. Man, I sound terrible.
No, you sound great.
I'm like,
great.
I'm so it. Bad.
Was that Andrea Bocelli or Jenna?
At least I can hear that I'm terrible. Like, I cannot hit the notes I want to hit.
Jenna, you're not as terrible as you used to be.
That was terrible.
Oh, you have your own key.
Which is
fine.
I'm gonna say you hit them.
Yeah. No, that was. I'm sorry about the tone of that. That was terrible.
Jenna, really you have sang way worse in the past.
Oh yeah.
Well, there's no need to say that.
I just.
Well, you just call me dumb, dumb, dumb.
It's fine. I like that song.
She did. She called you. I mean, Jenna, you have come a long way from singing.
I don't want to close my eyes.
Like you used to sing that, or this one, Jenna.
You raise me up so I can stand on.
I mean,
wow!
The woman you have become, vocally.
You should definitely come sing karaoke.
You's all grown up now, Jenna.
All right, 800-543-3548.
800-5-3-5-4-8.
Rachel, how do you feel about Kelly's song?
Hey guys, first time caller, long time listener.
Hey, thank you. Welcome.
Morning.
Hey, I just have to say I love you, Kelly, but you really got to give Big Al a break. I think he is just hysterical, and I feel like you pick on him way too much, especially during the Christmas season.
I love you. What's your name again?
Rachel.
This is Rachel.
Yeah. See, he doesn't even remember Rachel. Your name, Rachel.
Well, I didn't have. I was listening to what she said. I love you, Rachel. Thank you for calling.
You gonna buy her a free shot when she comes in the bar?
Rachel, you come out of the bar, you get free drinks all night tonight.
Oh, don't say that. I'll be there.
I just said it. Rachel.
Take him up on
Everybody's going to come in. I'm Rachel. I'm Rachel.
What's your last name, Rachel? I'm Rachel. You better have ID.
Free drinks if your name's Rachel today.
That's right.
Hey, my last name is Gutierrez, JC.
Shout out.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, at least I know what I need to look for. All right.
Oh, you missed me.
Hey. Happy Hanukkah from the Jewish contingent. Love you guys.
Bye, Rachel.
You're a Mexican Jew?
Yeah, there's plenty of Mexican Jews out there.
There are?
Yeah.
Plenty?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
You're a Mexican Jewish person, huh?
See? I married the Mexican.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, so you went in it as a Jewish person and became a Mexican Jewish person.
Oh, man, I want to be a Jewish Mexican.
Oh, that's the best.
You're 0 for 2 right there.
Yeah, you're... Ashley, what'd you think of the songs?
Well, I am also a very long-time listener and first-time caller.
Wow, we're getting a lot of first-time.
And I have to say, Big Al, you are not dumb. But Kelly, I loved your song because I'm actually going to start singing that as my ex is dumb-da-dumb-dumb.
I inspired her.
Incredible.
I inspired her.
Thank you, baby girl.
Yeah,
happy holidays.
Good.
Happy holidays.
It's definitely a good one for him.
I kind of like the song. Dum-da-dum-dum.
Melanie, you're a Jenna fan. What'd you think of Jenna's song?
I am. I love Jenna anyway, and I just admire that she has the guts to sing, even though she knows that she's not that fantastic.
Uh-huh.
But this song was so good. You were
Look at
great,
that.
Jenna. Like,
thank you so much.
I'm a karaoke critic. Like, I hate when people go karaoke and you're like, can you please just not sing?
Yeah.
But you did such a good job.
Oh, that's a big impressed. Thank you very much.
I think you were on pitch almost the whole time.
On pitch and on point.
Just low. Yeah.
Melanie, you have a wonderful day,
I appreciate it. Just a low register.
I'd say we had a good singing day all around.
All right. Good job, everybody. That's the way to close out 2014 as far as our singing competitions are concerned.
By the way, voting is up right now at KidNation.com. If you would like to vote for Twerking Around the Christmas Tree, I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus, Big Al is Dumb,
dumb.
Or Oh Selfie Night.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas Wish.
It's time for another Christmas Wish. And to me, this is what Christmas wishes are all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about nominating somebody you don't really know, but you know they could use the help.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing in Jason right now. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how are you?
Doing very well. Now, you wrote us a letter about somebody your wife knows.
Well, we don't really know her, but yeah. Her son goes to my wife. She's one of my wife's students.
Okay.
And so your wife has just been telling you stories about what she sees every day in class, and it urged you to write us a letter?
Right.
Does Priscilla have any idea who you are?
She's never met me. She kind of knows who I am, but she's never met me.
We're all meeting Priscilla for the first time.
Yeah, so, there we are.
And I'm just barely getting to know Jason.
I know. Jason sounds like a great guy. Your wife is a teacher. What do you do, Jason?
I'm actually a car salesman.
Nice.
Oh, well, near and dear to my heart. I grew up in the car business, you know.
Yeah, Kelly's dad sold some cars back in the day.
Yes, he did.
Hi, Priscilla.
Hello. Hi.
Somebody wrote us a letter about you.
And the thing is you don't even really know him.
We'll just call him a guardian angel.
Well, okay. We have him on the phone right now.
Mm-hmm. But first, I want to read you this letter, okay, Priscilla?
Okay.
It goes like this. Dear Kid Nation, my name is Jason. I'm sending this family to you. However, I've never met any of them. One of the children is in my wife's class, and Priscilla is the mother of two. From what I understand from my wife, the husband's no longer around. I know they had a tough Thanksgiving. Our church provided them some dinner. The part of the story that really gets me is that one of the other students played a prank on her son and left a marker mark on his pants. And he's forced to continue to wear those pants to school because he only has two pair. I want to help them, and I believe I can. But the blessing your show could put on that family would be of miracles. I thank you guys in advance for what you do for families already. God bless and take care, Jason.
Wow.
I actually have Jason on the phone right now if you would like to say hello.
Hi, thank you so much. I don't...
I mean, no problem. I was raised in an orphanage, so I know what it's like to be without, and I just wanted to do something to try to help you out.
Thank you so much. It means like so much to me, but thank you so much for helping me and my kids with like Thanksgiving and everything, and I've been struggling to keep a roof over my kids' head and keep clothes on their back and food on the table and stuff, but I'm making it. I got a second job and everything, so I'm making it. I'm doing the best I can on my own. And
Priscilla, we don't want you to worry about the holidays. Because what we're going to do, Priscilla, is we're going to grant this Christmas wish so that you don't even worry about all that stuff, okay? So tell us about your kids.
My kids are really good kids. They know that I'm doing as much as I can. And my kids, they know that money is really tight right now and everything. My son told me that I can just get him some Pokemon cards. And my daughter told me that I can just get her some duct tape for Christmas because they know.
Okay.
They have really cool duct tape right now.
They do arts and crafts.
But you know what?
Yes.
They really do.
Yeah.
We're not going to get them that.
We'll get them that maybe and something else maybe.
Now, Priscilla, you have an opportunity to surprise them. What do you think they really want, but they just can't tell you because they know you guys are having problems with money?
A couple years ago, I had got him a PlayStation 3 for Christmas.
Yeah.
And my ex-husband has stole that from him, so he keeps telling me he wishes I'd have enough for that. And I told him maybe tax return time I'll be able to get him another one, but just not right now.
Priscilla, we're going to get him the PlayStation 4. Forget that.
We don't know. Whatever the newest one is.
Yeah, you tell your ex-husband he can keep that. Because it's a piece of garbage now.
So we'll get you the PlayStation 4. We'll also get you a Toys R Us gift card so you can buy your daughter some toys or whatever she may want.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple of video games if you got some extra right there.
And like at least like two rolls of duct tape.
We'll get you some duct tape too. Yeah. We want those. And Priscilla, we're also going to throw in $500 in cash so that you could get yourself out of that hole you're in and have a nice Christmas, okay?
Thank you so much.
Oh, don't thank us. Thank Jason for writing this beautiful letter.
Yep.
And when you say your son has, you know, a better teacher than he's ever had, are you talking about Jason's wife?
Yes. Neither of my kids had a teacher ever that cared so much about them. And when Mrs. Mendel called me or about his pets, I was shocked. I was just like, wow, because no teacher has ever done that. They know that he's being bullied. And last year I was up at the school every day and the school hated me because...
That's your boy.
Because I was always up there, but...
That's all right.
Like, I'm not going to have my kid hurting and crying because other kids are teasing him. I'm like, no, that's not right.
Priscilla, is there anything you would like to say to Jason and his wife?
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. I cannot say thank you enough. It's like such a huge blessing. The words can't even express how thankful I am.
I'm glad we could help. I mean, it's not much off of me just to send the letter, but I mean, you guys need it. I mean, I've been there, so I understand.
I can't even say thank you enough.
Jason, thank you so much for introducing us to Priscilla and for looking over them. I know people are put in your life for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
she
right.
was, you know, this happened for a reason, Priscilla.
Merry Christmas. Thank you very much.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.